Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Book. I'm joined by Sarah Longwell and Will Sommer. We are here to give you some breaking news. Mike Walls, national security advisor for President Trump, is on the outs. He's leaving. Multiple outlets are reporting this morning. Kudos to Jennifer Jacobs at CBS, who was the first to get it, but now Fox and Politico both reporting that Mike Walls is out, as well as his deputy, Alex Wong. The reason is Trump kind of lost confidence in the guy. I suppose that happens when you accidentally include the editor of The Atlantic on the signal chain, and then you discuss incredibly sensitive classified information on the signal chain. Kind of a big fuck up. But then again, there are a lot of people who fucked up on that signal chain. So Sarah, what is your immediate take on this?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is that Walls is the one taking the fall, not Hegseth, because Hegseth's the one who shared all the classified information. Now, it is true, Walls is the one, and this was always going to be the cardinal sin. The cardinal sin was having Jeffrey Goldberg's information in his phone to begin with, and then boomering it really hard and like accidentally just dropping him in instead of, because he saved, and it's funny, his explanation of this is just, we can all empathize. We can all empathize. He saves Jeffrey Goldberg's name under somebody else, his information under someone else's name.
That wasn't the explanation, though. It was like, I had it, and they got like kind of transposed into my contacts.
No, but that's contacts. What he means. He saved Jeffrey Goldberg's number under the other guy's name.
No, there was an explanation where he emailed with Jeffrey
Goldberg.
Tell
Sam I'm right.
Yeah, let me be the tiebreaker here. Yeah, it was basically that, like, Mike Waltz's deputy had sent him Jeffrey Goldberg's info at one point long ago, and then Apple did that, like, autosave thing where, basically it was saved under the wrong number, so yeah.
But not by, well, whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is, the bigger point is Sarah's right. The sin here is not that you shared classified information, it's that you had Jeffrey Goldberg's number. Because you can, Trump will spin the classified information stuff. And he'll say, well, we kicked the crap out of the Houthis, but he won't spin.
Trump's also not known for his, classified information being something he treats with great care.
No, it's not top of his list, although he'll politicize it. But yeah, having Jeffrey Goldberg in your phone is the problem. And that was the issue for Walls. But again, like, so is Hegseth in the clear? I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Probably. I think here's the thing about Walls. Well, I remember when Mike Walls was originally picked, and I was like, well, that's one of the only semi-normal people that Donald Trump has picked for this whole thing. So, of course, he's got to be the first to go. Now, he is clearly wildly irresponsible. Like, this chain was just one. He set up there was a ton of reporting around the time, like 20 signal chains that this guy had set up. So he was just, they're texting all the things. And who knows what other, I mean, presumably the other chains didn't accidentally include the Atlantic's editor. And so who knows what sensitive information was being discussed there. This guy was, he should be fired. I just think it's interesting. Seems like a lot of people should have gone down for this, but it looks like there's going to be one fall guy and it's going to be Walls.
Before we move on to Loomer, Laura Loomer's role in all this, let's just talk sort of about Trump in the cabinet and the people around him and how much of a pattern this fits. I mean, obviously we all remember the first term. Mike Flynn, I mean, gone within like what, weeks? It was not even weeks. People who staff Trump inevitably will get burned, right? I mean, I don't want to go full Rick Wilson on this, but like you actually see this time and time again where people think they can live in this orbit and it turns out they can't.
To be fair, this one's a little bit, well, not different. I mean, Mike
Flynn. This one is a real fuck up.
But yeah, and Mike Flynn's was also a real screw up. Yeah. And so, I mean, I think that what's weird about this one, honestly, to me, is that he fired somebody at all. I thought he was going to try to gut this one out. It seemed like they weren't going to do anything about it. And so my guess is that it's not the sin of being incompetent because they're all incompetent. It's not the sin of, you know, having like set up these signal chains because it sounds like this is an administration-wide thing that they're doing. it was, he's no longer trustworthy, I think, to them because he had Jeffrey Goldberg's number in his phone. And maybe they're mad that, you know, he made the idiotic move of, like, obviously this is an enormous embarrassment for them. Yeah. I mean, nothing has made them look more incompetent than this, other than Trump's handling of the economy and deporting people who are here legally. But, you
keep
know,
going. Other than those,
actually, there's a lot of things.
Okay, I'm sure if we put some thought into it, we can come up with four more things. Will, looming over this, pardon
yes.
the pun,
loomering.
Is
yes.
Loomering all over this is Laura Loomer, who clearly orchestrated prior to this an ouster of several top NSC staffers, and then had her sights set on Alex Wong, who's also a deputy who apparently reportedly is out with Walls. Just talk about the role she plays, and frankly, is she going to be nominated as Mike Wall's replacement? I mean, we have to ask.
Well, as we were sitting down to record here, she tweeted about Alex Wong. She tweeted, scalp! So, you know, she's clearly taking credit for it. I mean, this is this bizarre world we live in where this kind of right-wing activist who a few years ago was sort of like persona non grata even in Trump world now is able to roll up and purge the NSC. So, you know, Alex Wong was her big target. It's interesting.
Why?
Because So there were a couple things. He had previously worked for, like Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz. He was previously seen as a more establishment Republican.
Was it Tom Cotton or was it Marco Rubio? One of them.
Tom Cotton definitely came out to defend him at some point. But basically, it was that. His wife's father had like some business connections to like a Chinese tech company, which seemed pretty nebulous. I'm sure obviously he's been through a background check already if he's the deputy at the National Security Council. And then finally, it was basically that his wife was a former federal prosecutor who prosecuted people on Jan 6. And so these are all like pretty tenuous. But I think, a little speculation on my part, I think Loomer was sort of acting on behalf of some other factions within the Trump administration and clearing out a lot of the more traditional Republicans in terms of foreign policy.
How much, how serious should we take her influence in this administration?
Quite seriously, I would say. I mean, she got a bunch of people fired from the National Security Council, maybe the NSA director, you know, in addition to all that, and his deputy. I mean, it's crazy. And she kind of, but it's really funny. At the same time, she's like, I can't get into the darn White House press corps. I want to go to the influencer briefing. So, you know, it's this weird kind of netherworld she operates in.
Well, that's so funny that that's what she wants, because that's where like Jack Prosbiak and those other weirdos get things. Right. She gets to go meet directly with Trump. What does she want in the briefing room?
And say, yeah, fire this guy.
And
it doesn't
does
get better
it.
Than that.
And look, she clearly doesn't, she's not trying to have like a soft touch behind the scenes,
yeah.
like tweeting scalp. Like she is eager to show people that her influence matters and that you do not want the eye of Sauron on her eye of Sauron on you.
It does feel like, though, for her, the influence is a means to getting sort of recognition, right? And recognition comes with being at the White House briefing and so on and so forth. Let's go big picture here. So Walls is out. We don't know who is going to replace him. But frankly, like people who cared about foreign policy and a robust American presence on the global stage, like you said, Sarah, they thought Walls was actually a semi-respectable, decent pick. And it's hard to imagine at this juncture having someone of that ilk replace him. And I think that's cause for some serious concern, because you initially had Rubio and Walls as sort of one bulwark against the other people who were much more in the retrenchment camp. So how worried should people be?
I mean, pretty worried. I think Trump feels like he'll get anybody he wants through. I mean,
right.
Is Mike Flynn, speaking of Mike Flynn, is he a credible replacement here?
Let me just leave on this picture that popped up in the New York Times of Mike Walls and the rest of the cabinet. It's him opposing for the Times. It's a big, you know, takeout on the cabinet officials. And he's giving the finger gun, which I thought was incredible, because who poses that way? Right? If you're the national security advisor, who poses that way? You're a serious human being. Don't do finger guns. That's just pretty lame. But it gets to the hubris that these people have.
Especially when you've already screwed up a couple times, right? I mean, that's
signal.
Like, hey, I'm the loose cannon.
Oh, man. These people have a lot of hubris, and then they always, it always hits harder when they fall. Sarah, Will, any last thoughts?
Yeah. I got to say, this is true of Scott Jennings when I was watching him the other day. This is true of the North Korea style like cabinet meeting they had where they all went around the room and praised Trump. This is true of the Mike Walls photo. these people are such dorks. Like, I just, like, what? They're so lame. And, like, if they weren't so dangerous, I keep being like, you know, the mendacity coupled with the stupid is a dangerous combination. But every time I see these things, I want to be like, how could these people be causing so much damage? They're such losers.
Gotcha. Hey, on that note, thank you guys for joining us. Hey, to the people watching, thank you for watching and subscribe to the feed. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.com.